My name is Anne Noelle Applegarth. Most people call me Annie. I had soft tissue sarcoma. Sarcoma is one mostly in extremities and one in my hip. And they were diagnosed in 2002, mostly by accident because I had found a lump in my breast and during the examination had reached back and said, What's this? And my big medical advancement. Oh, my age, sorry. My age is 52 as of November. So back to the other story is, and so my big medical expertise was to reach to the other side. And if there was one there, then it was supposed to be there, or I was really sick, one or the other. And I've always been an optimist. So I assumed when it wasn't there, the doctor kind of poked and prodded, and then they went to aspirate it. And then realized they couldn't aspirate it due to its location just easily. So I had to do an outpatient sample. They got a sample and found the first of four that I had. But I haven't had one since 2004. And I get checked pretty regularly and am active in several clinics with a sarcoma society. So here, one of the doctors here in the president of the association is here in Baltimore. Do you want to know treatment or what are you?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So standard treatment, all the fun stuff that you get to do.
Sure. And so I was made aware of you by a friend of mine who characterized you first as a mermaid.
Yes.
So maybe you can tell me a complete sentence about that.
A complete sentence about the mermaids.
Hey, come on in. Come on in. Good to see you. I'll warn you that the couch makes lots of noise.
All right, so
you can sit. You can sit. No, sit.
In fact, I'm going to do this because my phone's on.
Oh.
So there you go.
Pick a spot and just get comfy.
I think I better stand because I never sit. I'm never still.
Okay.
The mermaids, actually, it's Millie's mermaids, and the mermaids, Millie's mermaids, Millie is a cancer surviving dog, and Millie's mermaids are a team of swimmers. Most of them are women. We did add some men and children this year, and we swim to raise money for Swim Across America. But what makes us even more unusual is that most of us, if not all of us, were not swimmers prior to Swim Across America and joining that.
Were you not swimmers prior to your cancer diagnosis?
I was not a swimmer prior to my cancer diagnosis. I mean, I could hold my breath and, you know, and dive in, you know, jump in, but a stroke, you know, no strokes, no, nothing like that. And
let me just one pause. I'm afraid that every time you turn your head,
okay.
Your
all right. So,
I'm sorry.
No. That's okay.
Your beauty is distracting.
So, basically, how the mermaids started. It's kind of a little fun story. Do you want to hear the whole story? So, I run a historic home for the city of Baltimore, and next door to us is Betsy and Drew Dronick, and the Dronicks own a lovely, beautiful blonde Labrador Retriever named Millie. When I first started working there, Millie would wander up and visit me and then wander home. And now she stays with me all day and on occasion stays at home with me. Betsy Dronick.
One more time from Betsy.
Okay. Betsy Dronick, in the first year and the second year, was the co-chairman of bringing Swim Across America to Baltimore. It's a national campaign, and the inaugural swim was here in 2010, sorry, I'm not good with years. And so they had asked me, because I have event experience and extensive experience in the music and entertainment industry, if I would help put the present, you know, present the organization and print it. And then they said after a few meetings, oh, you should swim. And I thought, oh, here, you're out of your mind. I don't swim. I'm over 50. I'm a fatty 2x4. I don't swim. I'm not a jock. I don't do anything. They said, oh, don't worry. And it turned out that there was a coach, Annie Lawler, with the Michael Phelps Swim School and the North Baltimore Aquatic Center, who actually was undergoing treatment for cancer, breast cancer herself, and was a swimming coach. So they arranged for her to coach a team of swimmers. So I dragged all my friends into this, all six of them. Actually, we started as 10, but six completed the first year. Six of us never swam. Some never put their face in the water before, never had been in the water. No one owned a bathing suit, couldn't put a swim cap on. It was really, there was some hilarity to the whole thing. And here we are in the pool next to Olympic swimmers, which is daunting to say the least. But we had a great time, and we all swam the mile in open water down in the Magathie River. And our little team raised $17,000 on $10 and $20 donations to achieve an entire organization goal of $500,000 in the first year for Swim America Baltimore. And the money comes to Hopkins. The Kimmel Cancer Center has a Swim Across America lab here on the Hopkins campus. And it was amazing for me, because I think anybody who's had cancer realizes at a certain point that this has changed your life. You're never going to look at your life in the same way that you did pre-cancer. And you're always worried about a bump or a lump or a second callback from a doctor, or you know, just there's an anxiety level that you can't describe to someone who hasn't had cancer or hasn't had that experience. And the swim just added, for the first time, it was my fifth year of being cancer-free when the swim, and I get very emotional here always, but I came around the bend to the end of the race, and my brother was on the dock screaming, everybody was screaming, the dog is getting in the water, Millie's getting in the water with us. And for the first time I felt, I have thrived. I am thriving, and I have really survived. And not only is my life different, but it's so enormously better from the challenge that not only cancer presented to me, but that this swim and this organization had brought to me, in a way that I could return to the medical community through this simple swim, this very simple activity, so much. So it became, it just suddenly, one thing changes your life, and then something entirely different that you never thought you would do in your life changes your life in a whole positive way.
What is it about the swimming that changes your life in a positive way?
Well, the mere challenge of swimming a mile. When you're over 50 and you're overweight and you've survived cancer, and I was on cholesterol medicine as a result of some of my cancer treatments. I was on a high blood pressure medicine. I was on an anti-anxiety medicine. The swimming, the exercise itself, I'm no longer on a cholesterol medicine. I'm no longer on a high blood pressure medicine. I'm no longer on an anxiety medicine of any kind. But it was the support that you got from all the swimmers, from everybody, from an Olympic swimmer to a little kid to a lifeguard at the pool to our coaches. There wasn't anybody who didn't think we could succeed at this. And from the people who donated money to us, people that I hadn't talked to in 15 years would see a blip on it on Facebook or in the newspaper, and suddenly there'd be a $25 or $30 donation on our website and a cheering on. And I kept my cancer, when I was going through the treatment, very private. And now I think, oh, you know, I'm not one soldier in this fight for cancer. I'm now a member of an army that's fighting cancer. And I can't get in a lab, and I can't be a doctor, and I can't really tell another patient, you're going to be fine. But I can raise resources to help other people. The Olympic swimmers are fantastic. I mean, I never thought I'd meet an Olympian at all. It doesn't occur to you. And now, you know, I chat on the phone, I Facebook, I know an Olympian, you know, and they're my friend. So it's not just that, but it's just they're cheering me on as a swimmer. And what I will achieve to them is equal to what they've achieved. I can't fathom that, but they certainly treat me that way. So this year I swam, I prepared to swim 3 miles, and instead of 6 mermaids, we had 32 mermaids and manatees. We had some of our fellas feel as if they weren't willing to commit to being a mermaid. They weren't wholly all about that. So manatees, ranging from an 11-year-old young man who swam the mile to our oldest swimmer, a woman that was 61 fighting cancer herself but opted to swim. In the entire swim this year, there were 600 swimmers, and we raised $550,000, so a little more than we raised last year. And it's an amazing, amazing event. It's an amazing group to be a part of. It's an amazing group to solicit other swimmers, other cancer survivors. It's opened up for me a whole forum to talk to other people who have cancer, who survived cancer, who've just been diagnosed with cancer. It's a whole support system that I didn't dream possible, didn't dream imaginable when I was diagnosed.
Tell me about some of the folks that are on the mermaids.
Oh, well, we all started out as an artist group, mostly artists, because I worked in the entertainment industry for a very, very long time before I was diagnosed with cancer. This will be the thrill ride. I worked for a concert company, Cellar Door Concerts, which then became Clear Channel and now Live Nation. I toured with Billy Joel. I worked with Bruce Springsteen. I worked with the Rolling Stones and U2. So a lot of the people that I worked with were from the arts community, people who built props for us, people who were painters, a writer, someone who works for John Waters. So I sort of collected my group of friends. And you'll find in the arts that swimming and being a jock or an athlete aren't always all that compatible. So we really were the motley bunch showing up. But on the second year, we had doctors from Johns Hopkins. We had the son of, I'm trying to find out Amy's actual title, Amy Mohn's son. Amy works here at Johns Hopkins. Amy swam. Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, everybody joined. We had a wide variety of people that, again, the Swim Across America, the Michael Phelps Swim School taught us to swim, coached us all to swim again. Some of us swam 3 miles, and some swam the mile for the first year. So we have, it's an amazing team. This upcoming year, in our third year, we have some swimmers that, one was a friend of mine from the crew of Billy Joel, who had stage 4 throat cancer in our first swim. I swam in honor of him this year. He's still alive, and he's planning to swim next year with us. So, and he lives in Detroit, so he will train in Detroit and then come here and swim with us. So, or is hoping to. Things become reality when they are reality. But it's just a joyous way to include people and to take something that you thought had forever changed your life and change it again.
That's great. Well, normally I ask question after question after question, but you are so articulate.
I'm a yakadoo.
You just sort of put it all out there, which is great.
Yeah.
I've captured sort of in my own mind a picture of what you're trying to describe. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or that we've left out?
Well, it's a tremendous organization, and I was not treated here at Hopkins. So, then I sort of thought, wow, maybe I should have come to Hopkins. But I've received great treatment. But the Hopkins team here and the Swim Across America lab that's here on site is just a tremendous, tremendous achievement. And I was lucky. We opened the lab this year in June, and I got to be here when they cut the ribbon to opening the lab, which just made it all so much more real that there were people doing things I wouldn't even imagine doing, but in a place that I contributed. And this year, our 32 swimmers raised $27,000 towards the goal. So we're championing those funds.
All right, we'll keep up the good work.
Yeah, so.
Yes, thanks. So thank you very much.
Sure. And I'll send you some pictures of Millie and the mermaids.
Millie the dog, whatever.
Millie the dog, our Labrador.
Sure.
She has a T-shirt of her own, her Swim Across America T-shirt. She shows up and everybody cheers her at the swim.
I have a couple of nice pictures of you and Millie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Well,
oh, okay.
You.
Sure. That was simple.
Painless.